Here we go, from Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
So, sea of green, is it, Andrew?
Well, there are green numbers. Another 24 hours and another period of reasonable volatility. You know, when we walked out of the office yesterday afternoon, Mike, there was this spectre of the Trump ultimatum hanging over all of our heads. I reckon that 48-hour ultimatum was due to finish around lunchtime today. That has now been removed. I would make the comment, this is not untypical of the past behaviour of the US president, the swift reversal. I can't help but notice, that when markets opened yesterday morning, there was quite a strong reaction, which I'll cover that in a second. But, Mike, are the shades of Liberation Day here? There does seem to be a trigger point for the president around potential market implications of things that have been announced. So look, when we opened up yesterday, that oil price spiked up and Asian share markets over the course of the day certainly didn't like the look of that ultimatum. I just want to talk about interest rates for a second, Mike, because we talked about that yesterday morning and it's sort of been the forgotten child of the markets because everyone looks at the share markets. But we've seen quite strong movements in interest rates, and our interest rates gapped up yesterday morning again. That Fitch downgrade wouldn't have helped. 4.21, that's the five-year swap rate. Yesterday, it's the highest since the middle of 2024. Your short-term rates, the two-year, also at a one-and-a-half-year high. That feeds into the cost of fixed-rate mortgages. So 9 o'clock this morning, we've got Governor Bremen. She's going to come out. She's going to try and calm the farm. I would just also point out that the local, what we call the futures, the market forward pricing, have got yesterday, they had got almost 4 rate hikes priced in by December this year. Well, 3.6 rate hikes priced in. It was going crazy yesterday. That market was going up and down, up and down. Hopefully that will settle down today and some of that will get pulled back. But yes, that was all quite alarming. Asian markets took the big hit. I think Korea, 5-6%. Japanese, they caught up 4%. So the ultimate has been pulled back. Oil, as we look at it now, $101. I think you've made this very valid point this morning, Mike. You've do got to look behind the headlines and ask yourselves, is the strait open? It's not, but you are seeing this relief rally. We do have a bit of a sea of green. There's one or two exceptions. Certainly Europe looking a little bit better.
Yeah.
But it's exhausting, Mike.
Yes, it is exhausting. It's fascinating and exhausting and mad all at the same time. Back home, contrast, eh? Fonterra and Synlait.
Yeah, you got the good and the bad. Aren't we lucky that we've got a good agri sector, though? I think that's one of the things I take from this. So, yeah, we saw the good and the bad side of yesterday. Fonterra, what an announcement. And Synlait. So we had the six-month announcement from Fonterra. It's not listed, but it's a massive part of the New Zealand economy. Yesterday announced a great result, 11.2% increase in operating profit for the first 6 months, $1.23 billion there versus $1.1 billion the previous year. To give you an idea of the feel of the scale of this business, revenue of $13.9 billion and net profit of $750 million. They lifted their guidance for earnings for the full year. Same time, they listed the forecast farm gate milk price to a range of $9.40 to $10, the midpoint of $9.70, 50 to 65 cents per share earnings, interim dividend 24 cents per share, special dividend as well. It's just all good news, isn't it? So they had better global commodity prices. They control their internal costs pretty well. However, there's always a but. And the but here is that significant volatility remains, to use Miles Sorrell's words. You've got that mainland group sale settles next week, and then they've got to work on the rest of the business that they have left.
Okay. You want to give me some numbers?
Yeah, I can give you some numbers. Here we go. So we've got the Dow Jones up 610 points. Happy days, 1.34%, 46,192. The S&P 500 up 74 points, up 1%, 6580. And the NASDAQ, as I'm looking at now, up 254 points, over 1%, 21,899. The FTSE 100 yesterday lost 0.25%. They weren't getting involved in all that joy and gaiety. 9894. The Nikkei fell 3.48% yesterday. It will bounce back today. 1,857 points, 51,515. The Shanghai Composite, also a heavy loss, 3.6%, down 1.43%, 3813. The Aussies yesterday lost 0.75%, 8365. And we were down 0.69% on the NZX 50, 12,899. Kiwi dollar, it's recovering, 0.5853 against the US, 0.8351, so also bounced back against the Aussie, 0.5047 euro, 0.4364 against the pound, 92.85 Japanese yen. Gold, 4,384, so quite a large fall in gold. And as I said, Brent crude, as I look at it, $101.12.
Good on you, mate. Catch up tomorrow. Shore and Partners, Andrew Kelleher.